Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This is the Big Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1.
All right, what is it? Just 40-some days till Christmas. New Year's Eve is right after that, all right? So if you are looking for something to do, I've already told a bunch of friends about this thing we're doing. It's we're along with the Nines, we have this super cool New Year's Eve party that we want you all to come to, all right? Go to channel94.com. There's a link right there. You can get tickets, but it's like, I'll just say it's an all-inclusive with the prices.
Well, when was the last time you had an amazing New Year's Eve?
It's been a long time.
When was the last time that you really did something worthy, you know, not driving around in a car, getting stuck at a stoplight when the ball drops? That sucks, too, because you're at a bar.
Yeah.
And I'll get panicky and be like, this isn't good enough.
We gotta change places.
We got time.
Yes. I've done that so many times.
Because you think you're going to make it to the next bar and see that one girl who's alone.
Oh, gosh.
You know, who's already scanned the room and hasn't found her guy. And you walk in and you make contact. It's not impossible on New Year's Eve. You're imagining that if you're single.
Yes. You want someone to kiss.
There's something in the air that final hour. No. Women are like, I'm kissing somebody.
And you could be that special person.
You could
person.
Be that guy. Yeah.
So this is a lockdown. This is a guarantee. You bring a date or you show up single at this. It's a pretty good chance. A little magic's going to happen.
Yeah.
The women are going to be dressed to the nines. Guys can get, you know, dressed up. This is where women are like, I finally want to get dressed up for something in Omaha. A New Year's Eve with a great, legit Vegas DJ. And we're linking with some great downtown hotels. So if you want to make a full night of it, you know,
it's what you need to do.
I think you should wake up the next day with your dress on your head.
Yeah. Whoa. Man or woman, you know, man or woman, dress on the head. So this is unlike anything that's ever gone on in Omaha for New Year's Eve. So, yeah, please look into coming out and hanging out with us on New Year's Eve. Again, you can just go to channel941.com. I am like TikToking it away. I get a hot tub here delivered in a couple hours, my friends. I am so excited. I can't even wait. I haven't really talked about it much, you know, but it says built up. I got a hot tub a couple weeks ago, actually.
This is an outdoor hot tub.
It's an outdoor hot tub.
Backyard hot tub.
Yes, sir. I'm so excited. I'm sorry.
And you're going to put the fog machine next to it?
I got the fog machine going to go next to it. I got
the fog machine could almost shield the hot tub in fog. So we can't see what's going on in the hot tub because it's shrouded in cheesy Halloween fog machine.
Yeah, one thing I learned is that you're not supposed to, when people get into the hot tub, you're not supposed to wear like swimsuits that have been washed with detergent because the detergent and everything like that fogs up the water and it kind of lessens the life of the hot tub. That's what they were telling me anyway.
So how do I breach that?
I know.
So you're saying people need to go naked.
That's the option, either naked
or you have to go out and buy a bunch of
swimsuits,
swim trunks of various sizes that have never been
machine
washed.
Yeah, but who's
going
to want to? Yeah, but
Wylene said I brought the same thing up, and she said the same thing to you. She goes, "That's gross." Yeah. I'm like, "No, I'll just go get a bunch of swimsuits so we don't have to worry about it." And if everyone
no
comes
one cares.
Up here,
in the moment, people want to get in the hot tub, they don't care if you. Can
they
provide-
care if they find out that it hasn't been machine washed on account of the fact that that's the reason why you can't wear your own.
It can be machine washed; it just can't be washed with detergent.
Well, how is that washed then?
Well, you just throw it. Doesn't you throw it in the water?
I can't believe you have a hot tub, and these are the details that you're focusing on. Only someone of your age would open with that.
Now make sure they haven't been detergent washed. It should be
everybody's wasted. You don't even know who has pants on. The next thing when you're in the hot tub.
Okay.
He's already worried about.
What are you you're telling me to make sure when I bring swim trunks that they haven't been detergent washed?
Yeah, just run them through the washer real quick and don't add no soap or something.
You know what? High maintenance. Yeah. Already a high maintenance hot tub.
Why don't you just require people are naked?
I like this. I don't know if Wylene would go for that. Molly, you going to get in a hot tub naked?
I mean, have you planned on... Are you planning on getting in it naked?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Tonight?
All the more reason I wouldn't get in even with them.
You wouldn't? Woo. Come on. Come on over there. Nancy, come on.
Mm-hmm.
You would not get into a hot tub naked.
No. I'm not a... this is the thing. I kind of have like a phobia of hot tubs.
Molly's a never-nude.
I mean, if you've never met, you got to be... I mean, it has to be a special occasion.
I jumped in the hot tub. I'm surprisingly more naked than you guys would think, and I am not proud of my body.
Yeah.
But I don't care. You have to have fun. So I did that bit once. We were at a ski trip in Colorado, and I cannonballed naked into a giant tub full of like... probably 8-9 people.
Okay.
And some were strangers.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there's no problem getting into the tub naked. The problem is getting out.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because.
Shrinkage.
Then everybody gets the jokes over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's serious.
And everybody's having a good time and you want to go get a beer or go to the bathroom and you're like, oh. I mean, the entrance is all pomp and circumstance. So you get huge points for being brave.
Yeah.
The exit is less. People are just
everyone's
like, I forgot that guy's not wearing pants.
Hey, well, let's just give him his space. Everybody look at something else on the horizon as opposed to the big blue moon.
That's right there.
That's where the fog machine.
The fog machine.
That's where the fog machine comes in handy. Is that maybe you can turn on the fog machine when people are ready to do their naked exit?
Yeah, right there.
Fog machine for the naked entry.
And the fog machine is remote control, so worry not, my friend.
It seems dangerous though having things plugged in near the hot tub.
It'll be a good distance.
I don't want the fog machine falling into the hot tub and killing everyone in.
It'll be a good distance away, kicking up through. You know, it'll add a nice environment. Ambience to the moment, no matter what time of day or night it is, actually. So, but yeah, T-minus.
Congratulations.
Man, coming. No, thank you. I cannot wait.
This is a Big Party Morning Show.
Come on, man.
Get up and crank it up.
You guys ready for this?
Wake up!
Channel 94.1.
I walked in the building. There's like post-it notes all over the place. Post-it notes of like inspiration, maybe, I guess, good compliments. Literally, there's 100 plus post-it notes through the whole building just stuck on walls. Things like smile today, you're the greatest, you know, just on and on. Nothing negative. It's all about the positive vibe. I don't know who's ideal with it, but...
And you're liking it?
No. Well, I don't know. I mean, I did laugh. One said you should laugh more or something, and I did laugh.
Okay.
When I saw that this morning. I don't know. I'm not feeling overly negative or anything like that, so maybe it does have some type of good something to it that's maybe making me feel better. I don't know. Jeff, what are you thinking? Does it feel good?
I think... God bless the people who see the world like that. The people who think a bunch of post-it notes are going to turn that frown around.
I know.
I mean, God bless them. It's just the whole prevailing winds of the building or people who believe post-it notes. I just looked at it and I'm like, it's the waste of a bunch of squares of paper. Where are the green hippies out there that are outraged by the lack of trees getting murdered?
Where is the outrage? How dare you?
They didn't put a whole lot back here, so maybe they decided... that we're such cynical, terrible radio people because there's a smattering of post-it notes in the radio section. You get out in the hallway where TV is.
Oh, it's crazy.
Everywhere.
It's nuts.
Or maybe they just know those are choke points, like on the way to the bathroom. There's a ton of them.
Yeah.
I would probably hazard the guess that they knew that you two would be like, what? But you said you each got really lovely notes on your that were waiting for you when you got into work today.
We never said they were lovely.
Yeah.
Well, they lovely sounded notes. Lovely. I'm adding that they're lovely. You said that you each were left notes. And
One here said, you are important. I was sitting right here. And then on my desk, it says, you are special.
Let's uncrumple them. These were crumpled up with hatred.
Yes. Moments ago.
You are a treasure.
Uh-huh. That was yours. And you are. Yes, you are, little Jeffy.
But see, they were generically written.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, because first of all.
No one paused and said, I'm going to put this on Jeff's seat. And
but
say,
I thought that they did put it on Jeff.
And Parties was very, Parties said, you are important.
Yes. Now, do I run around going, what about me? Am I the what about
I feel
me?
Like
I feel like this is a message here.
Since all of these were so phony and just generically based. This, though, is the one that you put on the least important person's desk.
You
know, the person that you're like, they're going to quit in a minute. And we're going to have to replace him, and it's a terrible job, and no one wants it. You give him the sign that says, you're important. Well, you are an individual.
They put one on Spectre. He's one of the boss guys here, on his door that said, be a nice human. God, you could take that as,
I think,
is that
not very nice.
Right? Yeah.
There was a moment this morning before most of the building got here that I told Megan in the building, I go, you have nice flowery handwriting. Let's hurry up and write some fake ones.
Some bad ones.
And no one will know the difference.
No.
You're just sowing discontent. people trying, maybe not achieving, but trying to make little notes to make people's day. And you two just...
Molly, you don't have to deal with any of this. In 5 minutes, you're going to be upstairs stirring a pot roast.
That's what you think. You've hurt me today.
It's really a soup, a bean soup.
You lash out all you want. You know what? Nobody left me a Post-it note.
I know. You think
nobody sent me an email.
Emailed her
something.
The photograph of a Post-it note that said,
I'm not a treasure. I'm not special. I'm forgotten. Always. Every day.
Yeah.
Whether they mean to or not.
Who is
her
this?
Email
Who's
says,
Molly?
You are forgotten. You were forgotten today.
Oh, yeah. How about that one person who works for our radio station? That one gal.
I just can't do enough. Wow.
Omaha's number one hit music station. Waking up laughing every morning. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Big Party Morning Show.
All right, 9:49. The high day is going to be about 44 degrees, 40 tomorrow. Hello, Chi.
Hey.
Happy Monday to you,
happy
girl.
Happy Monday.
Were you kidding? I just heard you say you love the dentist. Is that?
I do. I love the dentist. Easily, like, one of my favorite things to do.
Seriously?
Party said he had to go to the dentist, and she goes, you get to go to the dentist?
Yeah.
I love the dentist.
I do.
Says no one ever.
I know.
The feeling you have when you, like, get your teeth cleaned.
That's what I'm doing.
It just feels so good.
We booked this thing, like, a month ago or something, but, yeah, I'm going to go get my teeth cleaned.
Wow.
And see how that looks.
Ugh, I love the dentist. I've never had a bad experience, though, so.
You haven't? Okay.
No.
Okay.
Never. Well, so, but helps. I can understand how some people have.
The drilling gets me at the dentist, but that's about it. Other than that, I just remember as a child they would put that that paste stuff. I can still taste
like
it right
fluoride?
Now. The fluoride. I can taste it right now.
I love that. I just like the
Hated
feeling
it.
Of being clean in your mouth.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm envy. You right now.
Full day today. Big day.
He's overdue for a cleaning.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He takes a drink of water and it looks like iced tea by the time it gets to the back of his mouth.
Bro.
Your teeth so dirty.
How dirty are they?
They're dirty. They are dirty.
Did you hear our New York City winner?
No, I didn't. I was going to ask
fantastic.
You guys about that.
Yeah. She is excited.
She should be. This is an awesome trip, so I'm really excited that she's excited.
Yeah.
Apparently all four of her spots are filled, so I was like less
Dang
excited
it.
For her. I know. I was like, really?
Well, I'll go on the wait list.
I know.
I'll go on the wait list, Molly.
She's taking her mom, her husband, and her brother. I was like, well, that sounds like a lock.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot.
Yeah. All right, so what do you got going on today? We got Katy Perry. These are awesome tickets, by the way. So.
Katy Perry, that's coming up after 11 with that mashup.
Okay.
We'll do some Zios during the noon hour.
Ooh.
Yeah. Should be fun.
All right, people. Want to hear anything the noon hour? Make sure you call. Chi will hook you up. She's good about that. All right, we'll see you guys in the morning. Have a safe day out there and do yourself good.
Sitting on the John.
We believe
even at Naked America. And man breasts. Please spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Channel 94.1.